you would, open your Bibles with me to Galatians chapter 5. I do want to mention we have Praise Night and Communion tonight, so I'd like to invite you to come out and join us. Just bundle up, that's all. Yeah. But I'd like to invite you to come out and join us tonight. 6 o'clock. And our theme is God's goodness through unforeseen grace. Maybe things that you didn't see coming, you weren't quite sure. And then as God brings us through it, as our good shepherd does, he begins to reveal his goodness and his grace, and you go, wow, Lord, thank you. So that's our theme for tonight. I'd like to invite you to come out and join us. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, if you'll look there with me, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. You guys see that patience word right there? You probably want to underline that, because I'm going to ask all of you, you're going to have to show me a lot of patience. We've made some changes in the church, and it wasn't my idea. I'm just the one that got the opportunity to do it, so don't get on to me. That white refrigerator we used to have in that the toddler nursery. Now listen, we've been growing, okay, and so we filled that portable up, and they'll get kids in there. This church really started at the Captain's Club, and they would set up and break down every Sunday. So as long as I've been at this church, as the Lord brings us into different seasons of growth, we've had to move rooms. We've had to change classes. The Lord keeps us busy serving. I praise God for that. It's a test of our heart. So with that white refrigerator that used to be in that the toddler room, that first red door, that we've been going in that first red door for many, many years for a refrigerator. I remember when the portable was back here, and we used to have a little small refrigerator, and then Barbara, it was Russ and Tracy that gave us our first full-size refrigerator. And it was a stainless steel one, and that was the first double-door one we had, but I'm going to tell you, those were small beginnings for Family Bible. We were so thankful to have a full-size refrigerator. And then that one died, and then we got one, and then we ended up having to get another one. So I know for years we've been used to going in that first red door for that white refrigerator if you needed it. What we're trying to do at this point, we've moved that white fridge out here to the metal building out back, and that's going to be where we house the cafe storing area. Cafe is going to be right out back here. We're trying to give that children's ministry that portable at this time. We would come in and out of that door, and it can distract classes. It also can open the door for those little ones to maybe try to get out. So we're trying to leave that portable, the fast ones. We're trying to leave that portable for the children's ministry. Now listen, so I told you got to practice patience with me. So I understand for years we've been going in there and to get it. Just, it's going to be out this way now, so cafe will kind of move, the storing area will be out there, which makes it easier for some of you ladies, unless it's below freezing temperatures or raining. We'll just come right out that door right there and go right to that grass, and that'll be the setup for the cafe for now, until the Lord brings our new building, and then we'll see how the Lord wants to do things then, but we're excited for that too. So, out there, trying to leave that portable for the children's ministry as we do that. Now, if you'll turn me to 3 John. And if you look with me in verse 5. It says, beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, and especially when they are strangers. And they testify to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. For they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support such men so that we may be fellow workers with the truth. Every February that rolls around, Miss Diane comes up and she shares about the Valentines that the children's do. But it's not just about the Valentines. Really, where it all started, and Miss D, you want to go ahead and come up and you can share. And I really should call Pastor Gary up too, because it's between these two where it all started. It's a time where we try to support our missions, our missionaries in India. Pastor Gary, you want to come up and join me? See, I don't get to do this to him very often.
Yeah, the only problem is I don't remember half the stuff that I used to do.
But what's unique is I believe it started by you wanting to have the young people doing something, and y'all, you said we need to let them support
the
missions.
I'm going to acquiesce to whatever
okay,
she says.
Okay, Pastor Gary and Miss Connie are one because they're married. It was Connie.
Oh.
you can do this with the kids.
There was a reason for my blank stare, wasn't it? Yeah, and that was all because you were trying to get me.
He always goes, good try, kid.
Now, to be true, I mean, Pastor Gary was the first group of people that went over to India to meet with Robinson Gill over there, and him and three other men had gone and decided that our church was going to support them. We are the only people that support them. So it's kind of crazy. I'm sure they, quadruple us in size, maybe?
Well, the running joke is we own more property in India than we do here.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but they're wanting to expand the building.
And we just covered that a couple months ago. They're needing to grow some more.
Yeah. So this is one of my favorite times of the year because we get to minister to our church family and to our missionaries at the same time. First, I'm going to ask a rhetorical question, so don't give an answer. Does anybody know that we have a candy box in the back? Well, it's not for a sugar rush. It is to support our missionaries, and each piece of candy has a little sticker on it for you to pray for our Family Bible Church family over in India. Robinson and Molly, they train pastors to go out into the remote villages, and it's very dangerous. It's not like it is here in America. And their pictures are back there if you would like to look at it. And, you know, I know that the Holy Spirit just gives us kindred spirits, so Pastor James did offertory first service, Pastor Josh second, and all three of us had 3 John verses 5 through 8 down there. So
technically, I was working in the portable. He went through 3 John too?
Yes! Is that not the coolest thing? Seriously, that's the Holy Spirit. So it is not as easy to share the gospel in other countries as it is here. So please be praying for them. So each time that your child or you get a piece of candy, please read it and pray for our brothers and sisters that are ministering over there. So the money goes to the missionaries in their home countries, but even more important is, you know, our opportunity to pray. Secondly, I love February because it is a chance to minister to our body of believers here at Family Bible America. Opportunity to minister while also supporting these men and women who endeavor to share the gospel. So starting today and all through February, you may sign up to send scripture-based Valentines to the members of our congregation. All the money given will be going to missions. Now, I don't want you to all feel pressure to give or feel obligated because God loves a cheerful giver, as 2 Corinthians 9:7 says. So don't give grudgingly. No one sees per se, you know, who's signing up or who isn't. Now, every year I go over this and it's okay. I love questions. I love talking to you. However, I'm going to try and make it simple. There are these little papers in front of a Valentine's bag in the back. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to put your name. You are the giver, okay? You and your husband. So they're going to be from Dave and Diane and such. The middle is going to be who you want to give the Valentines to. If you want to give to one person, like I want to love my husband, I give him one, great. Then you give to the one person. If you would like to give them to the whole church, just put the whole church. And then over here, you have an opportunity to share a verse that is important to you. And if you don't pick one, I will. And one of my favorite ones is Romans 12:10. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Just happens to be one of my favorite ones. You do not need to come and ask me, well, how much do they cost? Because they don't cost anything. It is what the amount that the Lord lays on your heart. Please get an envelope if you're using cash and put the money in here and write Missions Valentines. If you're making a check on your little tagline, write Missions Valentines and then put it into the offering plate. Don't give me the money and don't put the money in the Valentine's bag. Please put all the money into the thing. If anyone has any questions or you want to help to volunteer, now those who have helped me in years before, you know exactly what you're signing up for. However, honestly, if you are not good with the hands or whatever, this probably is not your ministry, because it's a lot of cutting and writing. And but if you'd like to help, please see me in between. And then one little last note, if you receive a Valentine and your name is spelled incorrectly, please let me know, because my name's Diane. I don't even know if I said that. So if someone wrote Diana, I just really don't like Diana, but I do like Diane. I like my name. So if I am spelling your name wrong, I would love to learn how to spell it correctly. So please come see me and say, oh, yeah, my name's with an E, not with an A. Oh, and I will be fine, and I will not be offended. So this, put the money in the offering plate, mark it Missions Valentine's, and see me in between services. There's like at least 1,000 that we need to do for next weekend already. So next weekend, you're going to see my Sunday school class. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. It also gives our Sunday school class to train the little ones to serve. And so they're going to be running around the church, be available so that they can find you and give you your Valentine's and then a piece of candy. If you don't want the candy, just politely decline and don't give it to my children. Say, all of them run in and say, Pastor Gary said I could have it. Well, no, I'm sorry. They just tank up too much on the sugar. So thank you so much.
Robert says you can't muzzle the ox while he's threshing.
Well, unless he wants to do nursery. Thank you.
Well, that's another one. Yeah, Proverbs 20, verse 11 tells us that a lad is known by his doing. It gives these young people an opportunity to serve, and they run around here with smiles on their face. It gives them something to do. And it's no different than in a family. When someone starts serving, they just feel more a part of the family. So it just opens up door for the young ones to serve, to get to know the different ones in the body. It's an opportunity in February that we use to support our missionaries. So, Pastor Gary, did you want to add anything else to that? No? Now I know who to call up next time. But I tell you, as the Lord says in 3 John, what a good opportunity we have to be workers with the truth. And we've seen the church in India just keep growing, and the Lord's blessed them and going out with the gospel. So shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, we just want to thank you that, Lord, you're a good God. And Father, you're big, you know, that your hand is not too short to save. Lord, I often think about if you took care of 1 million people in the desert, Lord, we don't need to worry about anything. If you multiply fish and bread, Lord, you're that good, you're that powerful, but you do it to show your grace. So, Lord, thank you for the opportunity we have to be a part of sharing the gospel, to support Family Bible in India, Robertson, and Molly, Lord. And we do pray, Father, in these days ahead that you strengthen them, as we also know that you tell us in the last days, the love of many will grow cold. Lord, we're seeing that here. We know that that's all over the world. So may you strengthen us as your people. Lord, purify us, purge us of our own sin, our own lust. And Lord, please just strengthen us to, as the gospel would say, to be about our Father's business. Forgive me, Lord, for the many times that I've taken my eyes off of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.